Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I have two guests, two friends with us today. Dave Trepke, the CEO and co-owner with his wife, Michelle, of Universal Metro, based in L.A., and Grant Petroselli, who now becomes the president and managing partner with Commercial Flooring Services. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great, Kemp. Looking forward to a wonderful year, 2025. Glad 2024 is behind us. It was a challenge for many of us, but I hope to bring fun and joy back into our industry.
At the same camp, thanks for having us today. I'm surrounded by white stuff on the ground today, which is far different than what I was used to in Southern California just a few years ago. So it's a good day here in Atlanta.
Just quick background, Dave, you've owned this business for 27 years with your wife, major StarNet player. You're actually a StarNet board member. One of the things you and I enjoy talking about is you almost make it a game to work with the people that you're partners with to help nurture them and grow them. I bring that up because Grant worked with you for 9 years out there at Universal Metro and then left and went over to DCO for a little while, then left there and has been doing some consulting work. But now the fact that you two have come together as partners to take care of another friend of mine, Randy Sexton, who is the founder of Commercial Flooring Services based in Huntsville, Alabama. And the two of you are putting together a partnership that will now own and you'll work together to run Commercial Flooring Services, right?
That is correct. Our vision of building leaders with the foundation of integrity is an amazing way for us to create opportunities for our team members. And sometimes they are able to go and do other things. In fact, Grant, when I first met him in 2013, told me that he would have loved to move to the South as part of his long-term vision. And that ended up happening. Of course, God brought us back together to do something with Randy and CFS and do a joint venture that's going to be quite unique.
I got to tell you, Grant, I saw your picture. You were at the Peach Bowl pulling for your Sun Devils. Obviously, it didn't go your way, but I saw your beautiful family was there, you and Courtney and your children. And one more quick thing, you wrote an article for Floor Focus in our August-September issue about how commercial contractors should integrate AI. So we appreciate that contribution. So let's move to this. Randy is a friend of mine. He's been telling me now for a couple years that, you know, he started this business in 1978. That was the year I graduated from high school, and I'm 65. So, I mean, he was getting up there and looking for a succession plan and evaluating many options. And I'm just thrilled to see that this one's come about. Tell us how it came about.
Well, Randy approached me a couple of years back and said, Dave, I've been watching you. I like how you operate, and I think you might be someone interested in the business. And so him and I chatted a few years ago. The timing wasn't right. It's really clear, Kemp, for me to travel to Alabama and the West Coast is not optimal. However, when Grant became available, I reached out to Randy and said, hey, I think there's a way for us to do this if you're interested. And that's where we begin conversations this fall. And now this year, we're launching it.
And when does this take effect?
It took Grant's effect on January 1st. It took effect on January 1st, and we had the opportunity to get right in front of the team and really learn about their story and their needs. And quite frankly, that's what it's all about. We're desirous of building an organization that's really people-centric and people-focused. Their minds are at ease knowing that there's a succession path forward, one that's going to honor the legacy of Randy Sexton, but really start to bring operational efficiency and some other enhancements into the business so that we can, you know, continue to service not only greater Alabama, but the Southeast as we, you know, look across the bow of the horizon.
You know, you said something in this press release that we ran today that Randy has built a business rooted in integrity, excellence, and a deep commitment to the community. I mean, when you look back on all three of you, that's who you guys are. Let's talk real quick about Randy's business. Many years ago, I think maybe half his business was with the government and this Redstone Arsenal, but he's actually expanded that and he's got some healthcare business and a couple other sectors. Talk a little bit about that if you would.
Becoming an epicenter for data centers and for the federal government. I mean, major federal entities are bringing their operations to the South, and it's going to be complementary to that. But beyond that, healthcare is key, and there's some deep-seated relationships with organizations that have built their roots in that market and beyond, and we want to continue to tap into that. And no different than Universal Metro's roots, really end-user-focused, an opportunity to support the general contractors that are also rooted in those relationships. We want to do the same thing with Commercial Flooring Services and really start to expand our reach with general contractors and help them achieve their goals, as many of them are not singularly focused on one market segment, maybe as they were in the past.
Okay, so this operation is based in Huntsville, Alabama, and services much of the demand for commercial flooring in Alabama, right?
Correct.
The employees that are there, how was this received with them?
They too were excited and relieved that there's a path forward. Randy had an ambition to pass the torch and to do so. And as you mentioned, when you're considering that, over the length of time that Randy was considering it, they're really looking to be affirmed in the direction of the business. And I think for Dave and myself to come into that organization that's so well refined as it is, but to add a level of enthusiasm and passion to where we're going, they are giddy with excitement, and we're excited to tap into that energy moving forward.
So, Grant, will you stay in Atlanta, or are you moving to Huntsville?
So I'm going to continue to operate out of Atlanta, and so I'll be on the ground in Huntsville several days during the week. But I think as we look at bigger opportunity long-term, my ability to stay rooted in Atlanta is going to be complementary to that.
You know, as you look at succession planning and this whole commercial flooring contracting business, this is an option to have a Starnet member make the investment and bring in a former employee to run the day-to-day.
Yeah, we are too, Kemp. It gives someone that's earned the right to be a great leader actually have a chance to have a legacy. And so I think Grant and Courtney will do a wonderful job with the local team there, just expansion with it. And then we'll bring along strong capitalization. We'll be fostering innovation together. We'll be stewarding our resources together. And I do believe we'll achieve sustained growth because of that.
How much longer is Randy going to stay on and help with the transition?
I believe Randy will be with us as an ambassador for a year, and probably a little bit longer. And I know Grant has a plan because they've talked about what that looks like.
Yeah, I mean, we want to tap into the relationships that Randy's created over the last 30 years. So for him to help us forge that strategic handoff, it makes a lot of sense. But from a day in and day out management standpoint, torch was passed on January 1st, and we're excited to move forward.
Dave, here's a board member question from Starnet. Does this operation, commercial flooring services, continue to be a Starnet member, or do you have to go to the board and ask for permission?
We'll have to ask for permission because it'll be parsed out as to how that share is held. But because long-term, Grant and I have a partnership agreement, we'll just need to forward that to the board. They'll be ecstatic not to lose a long-standing member as we continue to foster and grow Starnet as a whole.
Okay, guys, I appreciate you helping me share this news with our listeners. Again, been talking to Dave Trepke, the owner and CEO of Universal Metro, and Grant Petroselli, the president and managing partner of Commercial Flooring Services. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.